Yes, here's a story about how an IVF study could lead to a test to predict the success of the treatment's outcome. Now, more than 10% of couples worldwide are infertile, and some of them turn to in vitro fertilisation, or IVF, in the hope of having a baby. But it can be a really difficult and heartbreaking process for many couples, and there's no guarantee of success, although thousands of IVF babies are born healthy and bouncing every year. But now, a new study from researchers based in Glasgow and Bristol, published in the journal PLOS Medicine, could lead to a more accurate test to predict how likely a couple are to succeed with the procedure.
And how does it work?
Well, the researchers Scott Nelson and Debbie Lawler looked at the outcomes of every single IVF cycle in the UK between 2003 and 2007. Now, that's a staggering total of more than 144,000 IVF cycles. And they looked at a whole range of factors, including the age of the mother, how long the couple had been infertile for, previous IVF attempts, whether the mother's own eggs or donor eggs were used, and the particular techniques used for the process, then correlated that with whether the IVF was successful and whether there were any problems with the babies, such as being born prematurely or being born particularly small.
So they collected an enormous amount of data. What did they actually do with it?
Well, they fed it all into a computer and got something out of it. They used it to build a prediction program that could estimate the chances of a couple successfully making an IVF baby. Now, this new model seems to be more accurate than the previous IVF prediction models, as it's newer and it takes more factors into account. But the model is only based on looking at IVF cycles that have already happened that we know the outcome from. So the programme needs to really be tested in a forward-looking or prospective study.
So in other words, longitudinally, you recruit people, you use the test to predict the likelihood of success, then they go through the IVF and you see if you're right.
Absolutely. And the scientists hope to gather this data over the coming years from couples going through the IVF process. And in one way to do this, they've made a web application that you can kind of use the predictor online, and also even a smartphone app to help couples get involved and test it out. Now, at the moment, it's only suitable for couples who've had their infertility investigated. But if it holds up, then it could be a really useful predictor to help couples decide whether they want to go through with the IVF and some of the possible risks they may face in the process.
We'll have to return to that and see how they get on.
Absolutely.
After they finish the trial.